So, meta-regression. Far more interesting than the Q-test for comparing subgroups of studies is meta-regression. These analyses allow us to look at how multiple study attributes are related to effect size and tell us the unique contribution of the different attributes. It's a regression. It's a regular multiple regression, except for some statistical magic in the getting better error terms. There are both fixed effects and random effects models. Random effects meta-regression are more complicated but have become increasingly popular because the assumptions of the model include the idea that differences in the effect size across studies are based on a combination of sampling variation and differences in how the studies are conducted, measurement, procedural, and statistical differences. An example of random effects meta-analysis using Wilson's SPSS macros is shown in the handout. Ta-da.